Hello and welcome everybody to this masterclass. I'm here with Josh Trent and he's going to be showing us some amazing tools that we can use throughout our day for improving anxiety, depression, physical ailments, and just getting us through these sort of acute things that go on throughout our day. So Josh is a fantastic breathwork teacher. He's got his Breathe Wellness program that he's going to be sharing a little bit with us today and teaching us a little bit about how the breath actually works and why it's important to focus on this if we want to awaken, if we want to heal, and if we really want to just go through our day with a little bit more ease, a little bit more peace. And I think that's really what Josh preaches on a consistent basis is how do I get through the day with a little bit more peace? So Josh, I hope I didn't put words in your mouth there, but I guess I'd first love to hear about some of the things that we do from a maladaptive standpoint from when it comes to breath, because if you're teaching breath work, then that means that there's something that we're doing that isn't quite optimal. So what do you see? What are the patterned ways that most of us breathe that we don't even recognize?
Yeah, we have become victims of intellectualization. We've become victims of the mind because the mind can be a tyrant. And if you're watching this after you've seen Jason and I go on a high level into the breath, then welcome. Because this is the depth of the breathing and the breath practices that will actually help us where we are. Because where we are is different than how nature intended it to be, right? Before we recorded, I was laughing with Jason. You know, we really want to teach people how to breathe like nature intended us to breathe. But we don't live in nature anymore. We are disconnected. We are in rooms with lights and cubicles. So here's three things that happen when we become disconnected from nature, specifically to our breath. The first is posture, kyphosis. I'm on a chair that I can actually sit cross-legged in, so my spine is really straight. Most of us, we sit and we have what's called a kyphotic lean. So you ever see maybe elderly people, they have like a bubble on their back. What happens there is their pectoralis, minor and major, gets really tight and it starts pulling their shoulders forward. You know, we work at the computer, so we're typing. We're on a cell phone or we're in a car or all of our life is forward facing. Rarely do we ever open up our chest, lay on a foam roller and feel what it is to have our thoracic spine be extended. Most of the time our thoracic spine is just flexed. And so that's the first thing that happens when we're sedentary. So like really allow that to sink in because your lungs and your diaphragm need to work in harmony. And as we talked about in the previous talk, when we breathe through our belly, we're not actually just breathing through the belly. We're breathing through the dome-shaped muscle that is the diaphragm. And that muscle runs 360 degrees from our belly button all the way back to our kidneys. So when you're breathing through your belly, you're really just shifting organs around so you can have spaciousness for your diaphragm to breathe. The second thing that happens is we become traumatized. Now, I'm not here to do a deep dive on physical, mental, or even sexual trauma, but when people experience capital T trauma, like deep traumatic experiences, especially, not excluding any other age, but especially 0 through 7, what happens is there is literally a myelin sheath and synapses that are wired in the brain that teach us to breathe through our mouth. Because whenever we are running, we have to get as much air in and as much air out as possible. And so what is the difference to our nervous system when we're being chased by a robber or a tiger, or when we're experiencing trauma? There's really no difference to the nervous system. So we have to get in and out air as much as humanly possible, which cuts off our connection to our nose. And when we cut off connection to our nose, we become mouth breathers. This is the second piece of the victims of sedentary and intellectual society. We stop getting all the benefits of calm, conscious, connected breathing. The inhale is sympathetic. The exhale is parasympathetic. When we exhale, that's what's cueing our vagus nerve to relax our nervous system. When we inhale through our nose, that's what's allowing us to first acknowledge the stress that we even have. If you look at Dan Brulé's work and you study the spherical nodules in the nose, air that is spiraled into the nose, it's shaped and it's coded and it goes into our body as information. Can you imagine if on your computer you deleted all the source files? Your computer wouldn't know what to do. We have deleted our source files by becoming mouth breathers. And then the third thing that happens to us from a dysfunctional perspective is our lower body and our upper body are connected by our spine. if we're not breathing properly, we literally lose somatic intelligence from our feet to the ground to our mind. These afferent and efferent nerves that feed back and forth through the brain, we start to not necessarily feel the earth under our feet anymore. We don't really smell things properly anymore. We start to lose other experiences of life because we're being still and we're breathing through our chest. And that's actually the fourth one. The fourth one is that we become upper chest breathers, right? So I talked about the other three, but a bonus one that isn't a bonus, it's a gift that we want to give goodbye to, and we will in this masterclass. That is, we become tight here in our scalenes, we become upper chest breathers, and we really lose connection to what it is to breathe through our diaphragm. So there's a lot there, and it doesn't have to be fearful. Like anyone can shift this, anyone can change this. It just takes a bit of understanding and a bit of application.
So what happens sort of mechanically as a result of a lot of these things? We breathe more shallow? Is it more rapid? What's kind of going on? What can I look to in my own breath to notice, oh yeah, there's something that's off here?
Yes. If you're looking here on this diagram, you can see the lungs sit above this dome-shaped muscle. And so what's below the lungs is the diaphragm. So physiologically, when you're not breathing properly, you are literally cutting off oxygen supply slowly over the course of months or years. You are cutting off oxygen supply, not just to your lungs, but also to your cells. And that's a really big point to make, because when you see the diaphragm here and you see that that muscle, the diaphragm that sits under the lungs, it goes around your entire body. If you are cutting off an oxygen supply to your body and an air supply to your lungs, there is only a matter of time before that is going to promote unwellness, dis-ease. So that's really what we're talking about here. And the list goes on and on. Most people with respiratory issues, it's not because their lungs aren't strong or they can't breathe. It's because their body, through the capital T trauma, or just through sedentary lifestyle, or really just learned behaviors, and we can talk about that too, it just teaches people to not take full breaths, because in order for us to really feel and be present to everything that's going on in our life, we have to take full, rich, deep, circular breaths. When we don't, it's a perceived safety. Like, we might feel more safe when we don't breathe fully, but the moment you start to really breathe fully and really understand what's down in your cells, you will be experiencing catharsis. And catharsis, it can sometimes be scary, and so you need to be in the presence of a skilled practitioner for that. So there's a lot to unpack here, but essentially the physiological aspects are very simple to understand. They can be challenging to change without the right supervision.
Well, and I know you got a few more slides, and I definitely want to get into those, because I think the visual for me is very helpful. But one thing I want to mention that came to mind as you were talking is that between sort of this 0 and 7 age, that's where most of our patterns, physiological, mental, belief systems, emotional patterns are developed, right? And,
yes.
And we're not fully conscious. Quite literally, we don't have the prefrontal cortex developed to make conscious decisions. And so if we just at least acknowledge that aspect of our development, then most of the way that that our body behaves is patterned. And I think for most of us, it is this maladaptive pattern that we've developed, both at the nervous system, again, beliefs, ideas, thoughts, emotions, and of course the breath, right? So this is why I think it's so important to, if you don't feel like diving right in, that's okay, but at least start to explore some of this stuff and see what it's there, see what's there and see what you can do with it. And I think for me, if anybody out there is like me, I actually benefit from learning this stuff. It helps sink it into my sort of being. It helps really ground it in and conceptualize the importance of this stuff, right? Some people, they just get it, right? That you tell them these things,
yes.
They I know how important this is, I'm gonna do it. I'm actually not one of those people. I need a sort of like intellectual aspect to this,
sure,
and a visual aspect. And so so please share some of those slides and let's get into some of this learning, because it does. It really helps embed it into my system, and I'll practice it more this way.
That's great. And I love how you're a learning leader. I believe that's really the mark of a great leader, is someone who's open to listening and learning. And so no matter if you're spiritual or scientific, If you look at this slide here, and this is from Frontiers in Psychology titled The Effect of Diaphragmatic Breathing on Attention, Negative Affect, and Stress in Healthy Adults. Basically, what they showed from this in conclusion was diaphragmatic breathing, which we're going to preview, we're going to walk you through. It had a direct effect on cortisol, which is our primary stress hormone. So when cortisol elevates, and by the way, I'm doing a little hack myself. I'm wearing a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor today. And I've been playing around with apple cider vinegar and breath work and different foods and seeing what spikes and what calms my blood sugar. I have to tell you, like, I did a sauna this morning. I have anecdotal evidence that this clinical scientific study is true. I feel after I do specifically sauna and breath in the morning, oh my God. I mean, I just feel like I can take on the world. And that's something that scientifically you can see here, this mind-body practice for increased mental capacity and giving people really like a healthy outlook for the day. It's more than just anecdotal. I mean, it goes into our cells. So the science on this one is very clear. And in the next slide, you can see this circle. The reason I brought this circle to the masterclass today is because when you can breathe like a circle, and you can breathe like a box, those are only the two skills you'll ever need to know about conscious, connected breathwork. Can you breathe like a circle? Can you breathe like a box? That is it. I mean, yes, the circular diaphragmatic breathing, it's been shown to increase serotonin and alpha brain activity, which is like our creativity, our dopamine release. But if you can do this, if you can learn how to breathe properly, you can actually access the stem here in yellow.
And Josh, are you going to teach us what circular breathing is?
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to get into that.
Cool.
Let me just go through the science part and then we'll dig into that.
Beautiful.
So you can see this vertical stem here. That is the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve runs all the way behind the respiratory system, which we already talked about. But here's the coolest thing. When you do belly breathing, you actually, the enteric nervous system and the cord, the vagus nerve, they innervate right there at the diaphragm. So not only when you do a belly breath and a diaphragmatic breath, are you getting the health benefits and the respiratory benefits of breath, you're also getting stress reduction benefits directly through this vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is what is being activated with electronic devices, you know, like the Zen, where they activate the nerve through the ear. You can activate the nerve for free anytime, anywhere. Your breath is free. You just have to know how to do it. So that's what I wanted to share in those specific slides, because sometimes it's great to see what's going on in your body so you can know how to be in your body. I think a lot of times people think the diaphragm's in the belly. It's just actually not true.
Yeah. And you mentioned the enteric nervous system. And for those who aren't totally familiar with that is, that's the nervous system of the gut, right? So that is...
It's the second brain,
and
literally.
And it might even be the first, right?
It might even be the only brain.
Right.
So it talks to our real brain.
Exactly. We can cut off the vagus nerve and the spinal cord, and the enteric nervous system still is doing its thing.
Yes.
That's how powerful it is. And so for all the people with digestive issues and liver issues and the entire GI tract, spleen and kidneys, and it's all in that region, right? And of course the vagus nerve innervates all of that. So the fact that you can regulate, control, manipulate, and ultimately bring life back into those organ systems just through diaphragmatic breathing is pretty impressive.
It really is. And there's one last slide I want to show before we actually get to the breathing. And that's just a simple slide about box and circle. So box and circle change your relationship with stress, right? Science has shown that when you do breath holds, and we can do breath holds today as well, which I think would be really fascinating for people to know how much comfort they have with breath holding. But breath holding is about really having the best presence and the best understanding of how to be at peace with your stress. What is the first thing that we do when we're underwater and we want to scramble to the surface? We experience a stress response. If you can learn how to use this circular breath here on the left and also how to use the box breath here on the right, you can not only have the immunity boosting benefits of the breath holds, but you can also have detoxification as well. Think about this, you guys, 70%. 70% of what cleans the toxins in our body is breath work, is us breathing. So how amazing is that? If you can enhance your breathing, you can actually detoxify your body. And also you can increase NO stimulation, and this is great for reducing oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is when you cut an apple in half and the apple turns brown. Well, the same thing happens to us. So you can actually have less oxidative stress through conscious connected breathing as well. So let's get to the breathing, because a big part of the circle is knowing how to breathe through the belly. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn to the side. I'm going to move the microphone here, and I'm just going to show you a side view. And on this side view, I'm actually going to stand. So on this side view, you can see my meditative chair. This thing's amazing. This allows you to sit nice and tall. So on the side view, you can see that when I pull my shirt this way, I'm going to breathe through my belly. So right now you can see I'm at rest. My belly's flat. When I breathe in through my nose, I want myself and everyone to draw a circle. So close your eyes after you see me do it a couple times, and I want you to practice drawing a circle. So I'm going to draw a circle in through my nose. My belly's going to go out. So you'll notice that my shoulders weren't going up and down. I was breathing horizontally, which is how we're designed to breathe. And when we breathe horizontally, that means our hand is actually going to go in and out. So let's practice that together. Three times, you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And close your eyes while you do it. Connect a circle. Connect a circle in your consciousness so that your breath becomes a circle.
So yeah, let me go deeper on that. So when you're doing this, when you're doing this in your own practice, what are you focusing on? What are you focusing your attention and your mind on? Your awareness on when you're doing this? Because at first, if I'm not familiar with the breath, right, it's all like, okay, am I doing this right? Okay, this, right? And it's understandable, right? You're paying attention to the belly and is it going in and is it going out and all this stuff. But as you get more familiar with the mechanics of the breath work, where do you place your attention, your awareness?
Purely sensation. Just focus on how it feels.
On what's arising in the moment.
What's arising? Yeah. What physically, what somatically or physically you are feeling. Maybe it's, lunch didn't sit well with me. Okay, I'm going to love that thought, or I'm going to love that awareness. Maybe it's, I really need to make up with my spouse, right? Whatever is coming, welcome it all. And this is both esoteric and practical. Welcome anything that shows up, right? Maybe our neck needs release, which is beautiful. You just released your neck. Maybe we need to be more grounded in our, maybe we need a new chair. Maybe we need to stand. Whatever comes there, I want to tell you guys, there is literally no perfect template for you to notice what's there, other than perfection comes by you not judging whatever arises. That's the only way you can do this successfully. So when you have this sensation, I would take both hands, actually. Let's take both hands, put them on the belly. And just before we do any breathing, just do a quick scan of your body. Literally from just breathe normal here. Notice everything from a place of not judging yourself. If you notice your mind is worrying you or taking you to another place, just take a breath in through your nose and breathe out that stress.
So I want to just comment here. I'm noticed, just to kind of give some pointers. I'm noticing in my own self that my jaw is tight. So I'm holding tension in my jaw. I notice that my energy is up higher in my sort of system. It's kind of up here in my throat head area. So I'm just noticing that. And I notice that even my mind is looking for something to notice. So I just want to sort of name that.
This is why you're driving this mission. So take a big breath in. This is for all of us, Jason being this beautiful example. Take a big breath in through your nose. Feel the energy rise up to your collarbone, throat, and chin. And when you exhale, open your mouth wide, relax your jaw. Almost like you're yawning. What happens is our jaw gets clenched when we're driving forward on missions or we're trying to accomplish as much as we can in the day. Just allow your jaw to hang open. Allow the energy to go down into the earth. And now when you're in that more calm place, now breathe like a circle. So both hands on your belly and take a rich breath in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Everyone with your eyes closed, feel your hands go out and in. Last one.
So Josh, am I pulling my belly in? Is there an actual pull?
Not on this one.
Okay.
On some of the exercises, we'll pull the belly in like a tensioning, like a locking. Like on the breath hold, we can pull it in. But on this one, we're just getting people somatically connected to how they breathe horizontally versus vertically. So breathe out instead of up. And especially for you, Jason, you know, really ground yourself. And when you breathe, see if you can have your belly go out as far as you can. So when you breathe in, see how far out your belly can go. So breathe in through your nose and let it go effortlessly. Two more. Last one.
And is there a pacing that we should be paying attention to, or is it kind of just a 3 or 4 count? Is it a natural pacing in terms of in and out?
Not on this one, but definitely when we get into like the practice of meditative, which I would love to do if we have time, or even something acute, we can do that. The best way to learn how to breathe is honestly just to take 3 to 6 breaths, feeling your belly extend and come back in.
So this then is just, you have, yeah, this is just the teaching primer. The mechanics, right?
Exactly.
This is just teaching the mechanics this of what a circuit literally breath just, is.
Yes. Everything we talked about with the diaphragm, we're just getting you comfortable breathing through your belly. People probably have already had aha moments where they're like, wow, I actually can't breathe through my stomach. Maybe if you're watching us and you're only breathing like this, like you can't breathe without your shoulders coming up and down, this is where we can go deeper into the actual program, because you're not alone. You really aren't. Like a lot of people, Jason, struggle with not being able to have their belly go out and in when they breathe. It's just not something we're conscious of. So that's the primer. And then we can get into like something meditative and something acute as well.
Well, I think this is so powerful because it is the fundamentals, right, of breath, right? And what you're teaching here is a practice that once established and the connection is made and the easier it becomes, then we can move on to these other techniques with a greater level of acuity, right? We become so much more adept at locating and doing all these different breathwork techniques, right? Because we have the fundamentals. And I think this is where I'm actually one of these people. I tend to skip fundamentals or rush through them. And I have in the past anyway, with things like sports and what have you. It's sure. Like, okay, that's the boring stuff, right? Like I get it, it's simple. And so as soon as I get it, I move on too quickly. And so this is one of those things too, that I'm just, as a reminder for myself, you know, going back to the fundamentals and really, really getting good at this stuff is generally the fastest way forward with some of the other techniques.
Yeah. And especially you or anyone who has a lot of skill in health and wellness, I think it's easy for all of us to like bypass the things that we think we know.
Yep.
And then we can just love ourselves and laugh when we go back to the fundamentals and we're like, oh yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Right. So,
yep.
So that's the foundation. And then once you have that, now we can talk about the box breathing. The box breathing is really just literally drawing a box with your breath. The reason you would do box breathing is because you would want to be more grounded. This would calm you down. Circular breathing, like we just did, it pulls a lot of energy up. So when you do conscious, connected, circular breathing, it can actually be more of an energizing breath, right? A lot of people, they'll do strictly mouth breathing as well to get as much air in and out. And that's what we can do on the catharsis breathing as well. So let's do this. Let's do 2 rounds of box breathing. And all we're going to do is I'm going to demo this. So we're going to inhale for 5 through our nose. We're going to pull all the energy up to the nose. We're going to hold for 5 at the top. We're going to exhale for 5, and then we're going to hold for 5. But we're going to do it 2 times in a row. And I want everyone to notice how relaxing it is on the second round for you to actually let the breath go and see how much more grounded you feel compared to when on another exercise we'll do the circular breathing. So just clear your space, take a breath in and take a breath out. Close your eyes, maybe relax your jaw, roll your neck around, and inhale for 5 through your nose. Hold for 5. Exhale for 5. Hold for 5. Inhale through your nose for 5. Hold for 5. See if you can do a little sup of air through your nose. Exhale for 5. And let your chin fall. Stretch the back of your neck. Just hold for 5. And when you're ready, just pull another big breath of air in through your nose. And let it go. So that was just 2 rounds. Imagine if you did that 4 or 6 times. It would really bring you down to earth. And it can be simple and powerful. Not everything has to be complicated when it comes to the breathing. And look, Jason's showing you guys exactly what this does, right? He's a father. You're an entrepreneur. Like, you're doing a lot. And so this is so beautiful that you get to breathe and you get to yawn all these things out. It's so powerful for us. Yet until we make the conscious awareness to do it, it won't be gifted. The benefits won't be gifted. So the beautiful thing about that box is it pushes us down to the earth. If you're feeling kind of heady, so if anyone watching is in a job where they're like super heady, maybe you're data entry or you're driving for sales, learn how to do that box breathing, right? With the breath, the foundation that we showed you, breathing through the diaphragm, then start doing the box breathing. We can move on next to the circular breathing. The circular breathing is great for energizing yourself. So if you want to like generate energy, then we can do this practice as well. Did you have any thoughts or comments or questions on what we just did?
Well, no, I just wanted to comment on the fact that this, when you say it's an energizing breath, what we're actually talking yes. about is a natural energy, right? It's an no embodied coffee. Energy. It's not a yeah. caffeine. It's not, yes. it's not an energy that we're extracting from other foods. It's literally an energy that we're extracting from the ether, right? From the environment. And we are harnessing that. And I think that's what's so cool is that it's not only free, it's infinitely abundant. But it's accessible to us at all times, right? So this is just one of those things where it might be easier to reach for another cup of coffee. It might be easier to reach for a Red Bull, probably not this audience, but a Red Bull, right? Something right. like that, whereas simply we can turn to our breath and learn how to generate that from within. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what becomes so powerful. And that in and of itself will help regulate us on a longer term basis, right? I think this is what's so special about using the breath on a regular basis is that you're getting these acute effects, these immediate effects. And because we're establishing new connections, new systems, new rhythms, new patterns in the body can actually start to adapt to, again, this is almost like a stimulus or a stressor, right? It's a positive stress, just like the sunlight, sure. just like exercise. This is a hormetic effect. The body's going to have to adapt. If you keep doing That's this right. consciously, the body's going to have to adapt in its alignment, right? Structural alignment, in its connective tissues, right? In the way that the mitochondria and the cells take in this oxygen and nitrogen and hydrogen, it's going to have to adapt and start to change its function. And we know that this function is good, right? So this is what's so fascinating, is that we can literally change our entire biochemistry, our physiology, and the biophysical nature of our body, the electrical flow in the body, just by using the breath. And it's sustained, right? Yeah. So that's what's cool.
Why do you think that in pranayama, they call it the fire breath or the breath of life? It's because you guys know if you want to put out a candle, you put the lid on it. We're the same way. Our energy systems, again, whether you're spiritual or scientific, when you cap oxygen in your body, when your upper chest breathing, when you're not breathing through your belly, when you're not giving that dome-shaped muscle space to flow, you are literally putting out your own candle. I mean, you are tapping the potential way before your potential is reached, not just in breath, but in so many other things. You know, we don't have energy. We actually have to choose to generate it. And I think I've heard Brendan Burchard say something like that before. You know, the power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. And it's true. So if we want to have more energy in life, I don't care who you're learning from, all the contemporary and ancient masters, they all say the same thing. And that is that when you breathe, you can actually inspire, that's the Latin form, inspiritus, you can inspire greater living. So this circular breathing that we're about to do, this is actually something that pulls the energy up. So if you're feeling tired or lethargic or kind of sluggish, it's a great way to re-energize yourself for your day. And so we can do the same exact prep that we did before, right?
Cool.
Check your space. Are you in a good space? Are you in a comfortable chair? Maybe the greatest gift that people get from this is that they just got an awareness that like their desk, their chair, their office, it isn't working and they need to change that. That's beautiful. So we're both postural beings and we're both energetic beings. And so that circle that we drew, whether you're watching on the first piece we did on the first interview, or if you saw it in the slide here, I want you to draw a circle. We're going to draw it 6 times together. So take both of your hands, put your hands in your belly with your eyes open. You can just be with us here. And I want you to just imagine that an elephant is standing on your shoulders. So let your shoulders drop. just bring your shoulders down. Maybe stretch from one side to the other. And I want you to visualize a balloon behind your belly button. Give your shoulders a break right now. Let your shoulders drop. Stretch your neck. Open your jaw a little bit. And put all of your conscious attention to the warmth of your hands on your belly. And when you do these six breaths, we'll do them exactly the same way. We're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. But I want you to imagine that an elephant is standing on your shoulders, and it feels so good to have somebody push on your shoulders because you're choosing to breathe through your belly. So go ahead and just take a big breath in through your nose. Go ahead and close your eyes. 5 more. Last one. Now with your eyes closed, just return to your normal breathing. We're going to go a little more intense on this one. This time when you do your circular breathing, I want you to actually pull your belly button to your spine on the exhale. So now you know what it means to breathe, and you know how to breathe like a circle. Closing your eyes, drawing that circle with your nose and your mouth. But this time when you breathe, I want you to breathe out a little more air, and I want you to pull your belly button physically closer to your spine. So it would look and feel just like this. So you can see how I actually aided by pushing my hands into my belly. This is a little bit more of an aided breath, of an aided circular breath. So same thing like we did before, except for this time, you're just going to breathe out with a little more force, and you're going to press your belly into your own spine. So inhale.
Am I pulling with my interior muscles as well? Pulling.
You are going to pull naturally. Naturally, you're going to pull in. So think about, how can I get my belly button as close to my spine as possible?
Using all the techniques, right? All the tools.
That's your mental cue. I don't like to get too sciencey, pull your intercostals and make sure that your pelvic floor is, it's like we can go to town on that one, right? Just literally like a 10-year-old would understand it. Use your hand and use your abdominals to pull your spine as close to your belly button as possible. Pull your belly button as close to your spine as possible. So, and I like to do this eyes closed because there's less judgment with our eyes closed. Nobody's watching us anyways. So go ahead and inhale through your nose. Exhale. Last one, big inhale, exhale, and just hold that at the bottom and see if you can get a little more air out of your mouth, like pull your belly button a little closer to your spine, and in 3 seconds, we're going to take a rich breath in through our nose, breath in through our nose, 3, 2, 1, breathe in through your nose, and let it go. And you know you're doing it right if you feel 1% different. You don't have to feel 100% different. All you want to do is shift your state so that you're more in your body, less in your head. That's the whole point of this thing. Don't complicate it. Make it easy. Just get the fundamentals with your box and circle and spinal column and your diaphragm and just start there. And then once you start to feel the radical benefits of that, I promise you, Jason, I promise everyone here, if you guys do the circular or the box, circular if you're tired, box if you need grounding. If you just choose to do those two and you do it once a day, twice a day, as many rounds as you decide like you need to do, you will fundamentally show up different to your relationship, to your meetings at work, to whatever you're doing. And then from there, there's the deeper dive with the Breathe, Breath, and Wellness program, where we start going into a lot more specificity on meditation breathing, catharsis breathing. But this is beautiful. I mean, you can take this right now and run with it. You can have this be a huge change in your life and in your day.
So what kind of things have you seen from the people that have taken your course and from perhaps in your own life up to this point? Yes. What kind of ailments and things that, because we all come in with something that we want to fix or that we feel is not quite right, right? And we're hoping that this thing that I'm doing here, even if it's to benefit my day and make things a little bit better, there's this hope that it's also going to help my this gastrointestinal thing, or
sure.
Whatever it might be, or my depression, right? So what kind of things have you seen that have been beneficial?
One of the coolest, I love hearing your baby in the background. It's so perfect because babies, this is beautiful. Babies express, right? The opposite of expression is depression. So the number one thing, the number one thing of all the people that have taken the program is it lifts depression symptoms. Now, notice I said symptoms. It's not going to heal your depression, but it is going to give you some symptomatic relief of the opposite of expression. Most of us that are dealing with any kind of disease, it's probably because we have a deeper level of sadness that we're feeling. And so the number one thing that people report after, and by the way, this is a 3-week experience. You can have, I believe, the fundamentals for mastery in 3 weeks. Maybe you're not going to travel the world and teach breathwork, but you are absolutely going to be gifted the virtues and the embodiment values of learning how to breathe. So I would say across the board, Jason, lifting the cloud that people feel, specifically with the 7-minute circular breathing or the 7-minute box breathing exercises that we do. We also incorporate breath hold retentions, which that activates the nervous system. It actually increases the nitric oxide we talked about as well. So that's the number one. A close second would actually be greater energy. And the reason is because we're pulling energy through the system the way that it's designed to be. Some people also report just better feelings in their body. Most people don't have the postural cues. Most people are kyphotic. And so when we can start sitting up straighter, we get less back pain, and we can start breathing through our diaphragm slowly over time. Especially in the first 3 weeks, I've had people report, you know, the intercostals and the transverse abdominis and all these muscles that literally hold the corset of our internal organs so that we're standing up straight. That becomes naturally stronger too. There is also some breath strengthening, like some side planks and some window openers. And I have a few specific exercises from a physical training perspective that are in the program as well. And those will help you breathe properly, your intercostals here on the side and even stuff on the back, you know, the multifidus and the paraspinals and all the things that make us breathe that we're not conscious of. These are the big things. So lifting symptoms of depression and increasing posture and increasing energy are natural side effects. These are natural side effects. You do not have to shoot, pop a pill, drink a shake. None of this matters when it comes to you having more energy naturally. But the thing is you have to choose. That's really what this is about, is people have to choose. So if someone's watching, you're feeling that choice bubble up inside of you, take advantage. Take advantage of this opportunity that's being gifted to you.
Beautiful. Well, I love it. And one of the things too that I've really tried to teach and really tried to embody myself is that whenever we can do these fundamental things like breath work, even things like yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong or any of these practices, as well as some of the trauma resolution, this starts to put the pieces in place so that the physical ailments can finally be resolved, right? This is what I often see, is that
yes,
these things need to be in place oftentimes for the other therapies that are targeted therapies, whether it's for cancer, whether it's for thyroid issues or whatever it might be, for those to really work or to work better, these things set the foundation, set the table for that to be the case. And I know this, I've seen countless examples of this when I worked with clients and in my own life. The more of this I do, all of a sudden the supplements start to work better. This practice over here starts to work better, right? So this is one of those, again, super easy tools that we can bring with us for life. And as we get better at it, we get to teach others too, whether that's in our family, right? Or just people that we know. So they can go to breathwork.io for this, right? And breathwork is BREATHWORK. So breathwork.io. And this is Josh's breathe program. Again, 21 days. And I think anybody can do 21 days. That's essentially what it takes to develop a new habit. Sometimes that feels like an eternity when we start something, but 3 weeks is nothing. And for something like this, what's so cool is that you don't have to wait 3 weeks to start seeing the benefits. A lot of this stuff is felt not only immediately, but but it continues to build, and it shows up in our day because we show up differently through into work and into our relationships and really just to ourselves, right? Another thing that we haven't even really mentioned that I know I've seen benefits in my own life and others is sleep. Breath work and practicing breath before sleep throughout the day in the morning actually will help improve deeper sleep, right? So we're not looking for more hours per se. Sometimes that can be beneficial.
Sure.
But better sleep is a result, and better sleep is the cure for all disease. So it's, again, it's a knock-on effect, right? When we start getting these things into alignment, things just start to radically shift.
Jason, you're very inspiring. I love the way you articulate things. I feel the same way you do. And the one thing that I'll say as we wrap here is, if you have been buying all the supplements and you've been taking all the programs and you've been, I guess, almost frenetically surfing and searching for the right answer, if you feel that twisting inside yourself, it's because you need an unwinding. You need an unwinding. You deserve an unwinding. And the breath can help you unwind. You don't need alcohol. You don't need cigarettes. You don't need these things that give you the temporary unwind. You need you deserve a long-term unwinding that can actually heal and teach your nervous system to heal and support itself. And then from that place, from that peacefulness, then you can be powerful. Then you can make the decisions on what supplements you want or what healings you need. But literally, the fundamentals are the fundamentals for the same way. Your house is built on concrete. Your house is built on a foundation. Otherwise, it slides away. And the breath is your foundation for your house. This is the only house we ever get, man. This is all we get. So we have to treat it with love and kindness. And sometimes that means an honest inventory of where we truly are, you know, without judgment. And so the breath can teach us in so many ways how to take that assessment, how to be honest with ourselves, and really how to support ourselves in the most basic but most humanly powerful way we can. And that is by being conscious of the way that we're breathing ourselves, because we're not just being breathed, we're also breathing ourselves, as we've talked about many times before. This is an involuntary and voluntary. So it's profound and it's powerful, and literally anyone can do it.
Well, it's life-changing. And again, I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom in this masterclass. Everybody check out breathwork.io. Josh Trent, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks to everybody that attended. Appreciate you.